It's time for your morning brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
The Avalanche finish up their regular season with 107 points on the season as they finish off with a 5-1 victory over Edmonton last night. Edmonton not playing any of their top guys as they were already set with their playoff spot, but still something to play for. How about Nathan MacKinnon, who sets a franchise record? This is the Quebec and Avalanche franchise record for most points in a single season, 140 points, a mark that had stood for 42 years, previously set by Peter Stastny back in the 1981-82 season.
Wow.
MacKinnon reaches 140 points in a game that wasn't easy to play.
It was a tough game to play with, you know, they scratched all their best players and, you know, we got a lead early and just kind of coasted from there. It's just it's challenging, you know, when, you know, all their players aren't playing, but, yeah, it's obviously going to get a win for sure.
Okay, so the Avalanche will start their playoff series with Winnipeg Sunday at Winnipeg, 5 p.m. on Altitude and ESPN2. So the games, the good news is the Avs games will be on national television.
What's on ESPN?
Probably NBA, I would assume.
Okay.
But you're on the deuce. So got a quick, I don't know, quick feeling about the Avs in this series. Avs, you picking the Avs to win? Lose? Do you need time? You don't need to. Do you need time to think about it some more?
I don't feel great about the Avs. 17-4 hurts a little bit.
0-3 against Winnipeg this year, outscored 17-4.
Yeah.
Most recently, 7-0 last week.
That skews it a little bit, though, right?
A little bit, but.
Yeah, probably more like 14-4.
It was still.
That's way better.
It was still 10-4 after the first two games going into this one and ended up being 17-4. Next on the Morning Brew, the Nuggets getting ready to open up their series with the Lakers at home tomorrow at 6:30. Jamal Murray, he knows it might be a different Laker team than the one the Nuggets have been dominating of late.
They're going to play this year a lot better than they did last year. They have something, they have more motivation. They're a tough team. They got probably the greatest player to ever play.
We've got ESPN on right now. What must the Lakers do to pull off the upset against two-seed Nuggets?
That's exactly how it's going
to
go.
How about what must the Nuggets do to repeat
to as champions? Their championship.
How about that?
No, that's not good. We need to know what the Lakers got to do.
That's all right. It's all right. Well, if getting attention from the national media means glomming onto the Lakers, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
So be it.
Well, we told you that's exactly the way they were going to cover it. So don't be surprised. You're not surprised.
Confidence level in the Nuggets as compared to the Avalanche.
Nuggets confidence way high.
Way high.
Way high.
Way, 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 way high.
The Avs way down. Way down.
Yeah, I'm not way down.
We'll talk
more about that. I'm not way down. I'm kind of like, I do kind of like them even though they're not an underdog, by the way. They're favored to win the series.
Yeah, I know.
Which is funny because around here, there seems to be a Avs are an underdog feeling about it.
By the way, that's just for Winnipeg. If you've beaten a team, you're 3-0, and you've got outscored them 17-4, and Vegas says the other team is a favorite over you, wouldn't that
you'd think
stick in your craw a little bit
of a nugget like chip on your shoulder?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I got you. Next on the Morning Brew, Sean Payton talking yesterday as we are 1 week away from the draft, giving us some of his insight into evaluating quarterbacks.
It's funny when we bring some of these guys in, or we go to the schools to visit. And, you know, always finish with, hey, you know, if we take you, drop your best play. The play has to come with you. You just love this play. And they'll draw it up. And then I'll say, well, how do you call it? And I'm always fascinated to hear their terminology. A lot of times they're signaling plays in.
John was good. He and George talked for like 34 minutes yesterday, and John didn't really say a whole lot. He did reference one of our listeners. And if you're out there listening right now, Tucson Tim, congratulations.
He did? What did he say?
Tucson Tim got mentioned during Peyton's podcast, Peyton's press conference yesterday. Sean was talking about how sometimes he'll see that he's tagged onto something.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes he'll check just to see if whatever the report or whatever it is true or not.
Uh-huh.
He goes, then I see that it's Tucson Tim, and then I'm like, all right, it's just Tucson Tim putting something out there. But he's right. You know, that kind of thing. So what? Tucson Tim, if you're listening.
Tucson Tim, so
congrats.
Sean is actually reading his Twitter timeline or the X timeline.
He's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Sean sees you, people. He sees you.
He hears you.
He hears you. He sees you.
Just like the Rockies. He's not happy about it.
Next on the Morning Brew, Deion Sanders talking yesterday. You'll be hanging out with Deion again tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Up in Boulder, going up there again for another Saturday. But Deion, answering the question about how does he feel like about Shador and Shiloh, his sons, out there actively recruiting guys on their own.
Players recruit players, man. We do a wonderful job as the staff. But they got to be validated by players because they played with those players that you're talking about, either in high school, at an all-star game. They know somebody that knows somebody. That's how the recruiting thing works, man, for real. It's players. They know who the dogs are and who the cats are.
If you need any more evidence that we are in a entirely brand new world of big-time college sports, the new Wild West, the rules are being made up as they go. Like, there used to be a time where the kind of recruiting you did was like super buttoned down,
mm-hmm.
and there were things you couldn't do, you couldn't get away with, and the NCAA was always poised and lurking and ready to pounce. Now you got it just openly accepted. Sure. You know, potential recruits, transfer portal guys are reaching out to guys on social media, and they're saying, yeah, come on over, come on in, here's what your role will be. And
yeah, we'd love to have you.
Yeah.
But that's how it's all.
Anything goes these days.
But honestly,
has it just been everything? The curtain's been pulled back now.
I think it's more the curtain's been pulled back. Okay. And obviously, the world's gotten a lot smaller now that everybody can just DM one another on social media. So even if you don't have a dude's phone number, you can get a hold of him on social media. So that's how it's different. But shoot, even as an NFL player, when free agency hit, you knew the guys that were, like, you knew the guys that could play. You knew the guys that rolled into your facility. You're like, whoa, if we get that guy, because that guy's a full-grown man, you know, then that's going to really help. So, yeah, you get that. You get that part.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.
Matter of fact, you know what? I'm working out in the weight room with the Skins when the real free agency first hit, and they roll in Reggie White. I pissed my pants. I was like, Yeah, I mean, he ended up choosing Green Bay, but, dude, seriously.
Yeah.
That dude rolls into your facility.
Hello, Mr. White. It's good to see you. Without pants on.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Yeah.